The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
For the second consecutive game, the San Jose Sharks are facing off against the Nashville Predators. And that could be a good thing if you look at it one way, and a bad thing if you look at it another way. But I'm looking at it on the positive side. The glass is half full. An opportunity to get back at the Predators team that really had a great effort in the second half of the game and came back and beat the San Jose Sharks. How much of it was self-inflicted? How much of it was Nashville?
Well, you have to credit Nashville for the way that they kept playing. But in my opinion, and you get shark-centric certainly when you broadcast a team and you watch them all the time, it was mostly self-inflicted. You have to wonder, when are they going to learn the lesson? You have to wonder. Last night, I broadcast the Coup de Game, and Johnny McCarthy was talking to Nick Nolenberger before the game, and they had gone through a tough stretch. They won last night, but they were going through a tough stretch. And John McCarthy said, we have to learn the lessons that these last few games should have taught us. And if we don't learn the lessons and put into practice what works, then we're going to be stuck in this. And that's what I'm waiting for the Sharks to figure out. Why can't they figure out that you have to keep skating? You have to be committed defensively to make everything else go your way. And it can't be one guy, it can't be two guys, it's got to be five guys. Like, they've got to be committed to making sure that you kill plays in the zone, exit the zone cleanly, and then get going on everything else. You got to stick to the script that was working. Now, in that game, they weren't playing great. They weren't dominating Nashville, but they were being opportunistic. The first goal was a perfect example. Close. Have numbers. Take off out of the zone. Exit quickly, boom, and then Macklin does what Macklin does. So to me, it is, are you or have you finally learned the lesson that it takes a consistent commitment defensively to get everything going, and it's got to be all five guys. If you go for a swim in the ocean and you stop kicking your feet, what happens?
You go down.
Exactly. How do you get back up? You start moving your feet again.
But when you're tired and you're under siege in that water, you have to find a way to float, to drown proof, to kind of like relax so you don't lose energy and go down.
But you still got to move. It's called treading water.
So exactly.
We had to do that in school. We went to practice that, and you want to get your lifeguard like job. But
well, let's go for all the analogies, right? I mean, when does a dog learn that a skunk is going to spray him? I mean, they never learn, but the Sharks have to learn.
Yeah, you have to learn. And they should have learned by now. This has happened enough. They should have learned by now that you have to do certain things in order to excel or propel your game to the new level or the next level or to a winning level.
Well, now here's another thing. They were up at the end of the second period last game against Nashville. And this is what I understand. This is what the guys were saying. The coaches came in and they said the right thing. They said, listen, don't think you have this lead here. This is nothing. You got to keep on pushing. And then what happened in the third period, that goal right in the very beginning of the period, that deflated everybody.
Yep. And it surprises me that it deflates everybody. It surprises me that the hockey players this day and age get that emotional about a goal. They can't. You see it all the time. You see it in the games last night. You see it when you watch a team just get zapped of their energy. You know, I always use fighting as an analogy because I love the fight game. And in every UFC match, in every boxing match, everything you watch, there is a time in that match where you can see one guy lose his will. You can see it because you realize that, whew, he's just too fast. he's just too good. He's beaten me on every punch. I can't counter, or whatever it happens to be.
That's the key word, I can't.
I can't, exactly. But that's a man-on-man sport. You're alone in an octagon. You're alone in a ring. I've been there. I mean, you are by yourself, and when you're getting your, you know what, handed to you, you feel it. These guys have each other to rely on, and to me, when I'm on the bench and when I'm watching, I want somebody on that bench. Somebody on that bench to pick the next guy up. You know what, to go, okay, here. That's like we were talking about Zach Werenski in Columbus, right? And the time with Olivier and Fantilli. And Jody Shelley was telling us a story. Jody Shelley tells a story. It was an offside play, and Fantilli should have made a better play. And Olivier skates away, and he's fuming. Zach Werenski's on the bench. He's watching. He jumps over the bench. He's on a shift. He skates over to Olivier, puts his arm around him, and says, tell him something positive. And Olivier goes, okay. Goes back and says to Fantilli, nice effort. Let's do it again. Make sure we get it next time.
So in my mind, to that point, the Sharks have to depend on guys who have won the Stanley Cup to do that. Jan Rutta's got two. Tyler Toffoli's won the Stanley Cup. Nico Sturm can't play tonight. He's on the IR. He's another guy. But Barkley Goodrow, he has two Stanley Cups. These are players you need to rely on in that situation.
Yeah, that's why they're here. That's absolutely why they're here. Now, it's hard. It's hard for some players because they feel that they need to be playing top of the game and be the best player on the ice in order to say something. I don't believe that to be true, but that's a player thing. So maybe I don't know what I'm talking about in this regard, but I want my guys picking up each other. If you're my teammate, I'm going to have respect for you. If I'm your teammate, I hope you have respect for me and admiration, and I'm going to try to pick you up. If you start getting quiet and you start... When you start getting quiet, you internalize. When you internalize, the negative thoughts come in. When the negative thoughts come in, you can't find a way to break them. That's when the I can'ts come into your mind.
I'm going to give you an analogy, and I'm going to give this to Ryan Warsawski in the Coach's Chalkboard Show tonight. The night before I got married, my father took me aside and said, now you're going to really find out what commitment is all about. Yeah. 27 years later, I know that he was right.
Yeah.
Same thing, Fred Shiro took a page out of Coach Woody Hayes' book once and had a player for breakfast, and they were talking about the game, and he said, some players make a contribution to a team's success and other players make a commitment, and I need more commitment. And the player said, I don't remember who it was, said, Fred, what are you talking about? And he said, well, see what you're eating for breakfast? Yeah. Bacon and eggs, right? Yeah. Well, the chicken made a contribution to your breakfast, and the pig made a commitment. Yeah. I need more commitment. Yeah. That doesn't mean risk your life, but he was making a point. And isn't that what this team is learning right now, what commitment really is all about?
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a place in Saskatoon called Next Level Fitness. It's run by a guy named Kelly Rio, and the Shen brothers work out there. Chandler Stevenson works out there. Braden McNabb works out there. Four or five Stanley Cups the last number of years. The guys have worked out there since they were... like young players. And when you walk into that gym, there's a writing on the wall. Are you interested or are you committed? And there's a huge difference. And you need more commitment from the San Jose Sharks to stick to the script.
By the way, this is not negative against the guys in the locker room. They're learning this.
Yeah, absolutely. There are guys that, listen, you cannot fault their effort. There's been very rare games this year where I look at their effort and go, they just didn't have it. They work. They're a great bunch of guys. They care. They really do. They want to be good.
They like each other.
They really like each other, and you like being around them. There's a fantastic group of individuals in there. But as professionals, we need more. They need more. If they want to go from losing better than they did last year to winning, they need to bring more.
And that's the theme for tonight. Yaroslav Askarov gets in the nets. Walker Duehr comes in from Calgary. And I think this is a big positive. He's got good size. He can skate. He can be skilled. And he's had some success, at least at the AHL level, of playing in the playoffs and having some good results. But I think the most important thing he brings, along with all that, is the fact that he's coming from a team that's in the thick of the playoff race, and he's going to bring that sort of a feeling into the room here.
When he's physical, he's not always physical, but when he's physical, he is a very tough guy to go against. The one thing that the Sharks have to get out of him is that consistency, that game in, game out, shift in, shift out, be physical.
And that's the story here from SAP Center at San Jose. Tonight we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock for our 7:30 face-off game. Scott Hannon will join me on the broadcast right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Make sure you tuned in for all of our great coverage. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.